My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we find out what fantasies Davin's scammer likes. But is it a guy or a girl? Listen and enjoy.
I don't want to bestiality cyber rape the girl.
No.
There's a certain amount of decorum one must have with their scammer.
Where is that Emily post when you need her?
Exactly. I go, would you like me to continue? She goes, buzzkill, but I'll be here. Take time. I had to go to work. I go, I am indeed a buzzkill. Let's make a date when you are alone in your room, and I will do you any way you like. She goes, okay, I accept. I go, can you be free on Monday during the day? She goes, don't really know. Let's wait and see. When will you be leaving for the party? I go, after my shower, which is where I'm going now. I want to please you. She goes, okay, then let's make some time also. Go, okay, talk to you later. Got to go to work. Love you, babe. This was a lot of fun. You're a great partner. She goes, okay, love you too. Take care. Bye. I go, bye, doll. Sweet dreams. She goes, sound sleep, hun. I go, night is just starting for me. Wish I was with you. Want to be with you. Will be with you. Smiley face. She goes, the feeling is mutual. Heart. I give her a heart. And that is February 23rd.
Whoa. She finally gave some up. I mean, it was fine.
I could have gone all the I entered.
Yeah.
One man, one animal enters. I mean, I got killed by the clock.
Going where no man has cyber gone before.
So, what? Give me some.
I mean, that was hot stuff for her to be like actually going along with it for a change instead of going, my battery's out. You know, it's like, yeah, going back to your room so you can get more batteries. I'm surprised that you were the one who had to call it.
I had to go to work.
I know. But I'm surprised because so far she's been like, I got to run. But like Joe said, this is really a guy. Holy crap.
Well, then we found what he likes.
Apparently we have. We hit the nail on the head. Because like I said, if she is a girl,
mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of erotic. Maybe we're finding out what she likes, a little kinky stuff. Like maybe she's having to find something different in her day.
Yeah.
Just go back and forth. If it's a guy, he's got a...
Then I'm not the only one who's gay.
Yeah, really. Is this creeper's enjoying it?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I think this was disturbing. Like I at the time, I'm like, wow, this is pretty unbelievable. This is quite. And when I look back and when I put together for the show, I'm like, this is pretty freaking unbelievable. You don't hear this in your average I got scam story.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I wish you had time. You could write them. Nuzzle on my teats. Nuzzle on my teats.
Because no, the monks do, especially the women. They have had, from what I understand, they do have cyber sex with these.
Oh,
guys.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they, well, of course, they think they're in love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of course, the guy's like, "Well, I might as well get something out of this."
I mean, you know, not necessarily bestiality, but I mean,
No. I introduced that to the equation.
Yes,
that's
you
me.
Did.
That's
yes,
me.
You did.
That's my word.
But I'm saying that you know, it's like you know, if a couple's in love, whatever they do or whatever fantasies they want to, you know, pretend to reenact or whatever, you know, that's up to them. It's like nobody is the one that can point the finger and say, "Now that's sick," you know, because it's between two consenting adults.
So do we think now, because we have felt that I am talking to a girl.
Yeah.
We've said that the tone of this is definitely a girl. And they have wanted marriage.
Yeah.
It's just but like the important negotiating part is when the guy feeds all the lines and everything.
And that's the one thing I'm still on the fence about.
Do you think this girl loves me? I mean, you gotta have some sort of feeling to go down this road. I mean, this is pushing good taste here. She's a good Christian woman, Joe.
We did not push good taste here.
If that's hard after that last segment, I doubt that.
Really, the wanting for money didn't make you doubt her faith, but this does.
I don't think she loves you. I think you're very interesting to her.
I think she might be turned on by me. She liked my hair. She said I was cute.
Yeah, I mean,
I am.
She was willing to talk. She was willing to talk in this level with you.
Right after the video chat, right after we had that, you know, that connection, which we heard.
Yeah.
I mean, she enjoyed talking to me.
She was
laughed,
like giggling. And,
giggling.
You know.
She was laughing like Muttley.
Yes, she's
trying to catch that pigeon. I'm the pigeon.
I'm surprised you remember that.
What? Yeah, I got the song. My dad used to love that.
Because that's actually before your time.
I know, but they play reruns. Flintstones is before my time, too. It's still on.
All right, but I didn't think Dick Dastardly was.
Oh, yeah. My dad used to sing, catch the pigeon, catch the pitch. He used to love that.
Yes. Well, no, I was surprised that you knew that, too. But
I know a lot of old things. I got old co-hosts.
You know what's got from cyber scammer bestiality porn to Dick Dastardly?
All dicks are common.
Yes, there's a common thread.
Within a minute.
I know.
Within 60 seconds.
Well, what did we do before? We did Jewish funerals to swing.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to get on this show. Stick
no, you
around.
Don't.
Now you were saying, Pip, I'm sorry.
No. I think I was done.
Oh, okay.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Do you want your pet to continue? Come here, licorice!
Yeah.
Come here, licorice.
Yeah, come here. Come here, sweetie. Please, please. That licorice is a girl.
Oh, sorry, because that would be creepy. They're all standard, young man.
Standard. Besides, they're all fixed.
much like mommy.
Yes.
All right. February 24th.
Okay.
I go, good morning, hon, or afternoon for you. She goes, good afternoon, hon. I go, how are you? She goes, I'm fine, and you? I go, tired from all those blowjobs I gave last night. Remember, I did have to work.
Wow, you were talking.
You are a deviant creep.
What do you mean?
You are a deviant creep.
This is the deviant mind that is going to get us to the promised land, mister. Embrace the mind.
I'm just saying you're
my beautiful mind.
Not you. You're just a creep, but I...
But he's discerning the difference between real Davin and fake Davin.
But fake Davin is a deviant creep.
Why?
Well, because...
I'm fun.
Why? He says all innocence and flowers.
In a gay bestiality sense of a way.
You knew I had to go to work, Joe. I established that. Hand treats. And well, I introduced blowjobs.
Hand treats.
I know.
Hand and oral treats.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is not the fake Davin is not the type of person you'd want to hang out with?
No.
No.
You're hoping fake Davin takes you to the promised land?
Yeah.
Respect thy fake
really?
Davin.
What, all fours? That's what it sounds
Giddy
like.
Giddy up and ride, mofo.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.